Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, it is time to start, It is Wednesday. Happy hump day to you. It is December the 21st. That means it is the Wednesday before Christmas. What'd y'all get me before we get into the show? I want to open up my gifts now. Hey, write down these digits. We're going to talk some Pacers. We're going to talk some Coats, 917-889-8516. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to actually talk some hockey for a change. So glad that you guys can join us. And one thing I want to talk with you about is on December 24th, we are going to have our normal broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Balance Radio Network across United States, a special Christmas Eve show. And so, you know, we're just going to be laid back. We've got some people stopping by from all over the United States that's just going to talk some sports with us, going to sit around the fire with us and talk with us. And so you're more than welcome to join us, 917-889-8516 on Saturday morning. Saturday morning from 9 until 11 o'clock a.m. We're going to be talking some Colts. We're going to be talking some other NFL stories. Yes, there are other NFL stories besides the Indianapolis Colts. Some suck for luck, right? You want to get your thoughts on that? Of course, the Pacers are back in action. Won their second preseason game against the Bulls, so they split that up. And we'll certainly get into that here. We're standing by to connect with 1400 WBAT in Marion. And we do our normal daily simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show. And so we got that coming up. So we'd love to have you a part of the show today, 917-889-8516. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It is Wednesday, hump day before Christmas. So glad that you could be a part of the show. We'll be right back, right here on the Balance Radio Network. Like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Walmart
Valmont Stores was up 16 cents at $59.35. Exxon Corp was up 27 cents at $29.83. Those companies was up 21 cents at $25.94. AT&T was up 11 cents at $29.23. Citigroup was up 11 cents at $26.06. This is Nora Hill for Royce and Luke Mitchell of Edward Jones, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 1119 Northwestern Avenue in Marion. Daily commentary is also located on our website at edwardjones.com. Have a good evening.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Final hour. And I get to go home and eat. All right, before we get to Tom Marquis, when I needed new carpet for my living room, I did what everybody else does. I went and checked out the big home improvement box stores. But when I did this, I found something was missing. Service. And if you've done this, you know what I'm talking about. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, that's important, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, the list goes on and on. Lehman Floor Covering also had that special something that was missing from all those other places I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years. Again, they would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. 877-226 for that free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on into their store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, now we welcome Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network.
It is so good to be with you here across the United States, streaming on Blog Talk Radio. I am so glad that you are a part of our show and we are a part of yours. It's the show that keeps giving and giving. It's the show that keeps giving and giving, that's for sure.
Well, what is up in the world of Tom Marquis today, the sports, politics, whatever, because, you know, we have a couple things on GarySnyderShow.com, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, and maybe you'd like to opine, Tom, if possible. Iraq war, not worth the cost, according to our listeners and visitors to GarySnyderShow.com. We had over 240 votes on this. 81% say the war in Iraq was not worth the cost in American blood and treasure, with only 19% saying, yeah, it probably was.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of that 19%, that's for sure. So, you know, I think I made my case pretty good yesterday on why we should be supporting the war. Because the last thing, we could be on this all day long, but the last thing soldiers want to know is that they're over there fighting for nothing. And I would hate to think that no matter what the administration is, that – because you got to remember, they have a lot – they're privy to a lot more information than we are. You know, what we get our information off of is the World Wide Web and the various media source outlets. So I would caution anybody – by saying, oh, that war was not worth it, without knowing all the details. And that'd be like saying something wasn't like whatever you did. Maybe you did something in your life that people didn't agree with, but you made the best decision that you could for yourself and your family at the time. And I think that's exactly what happened. I think that the doors for diplomacy failed with Iraq, and that something needed to be done, and something was done. And the United States help create a brand new government, and that is something that's going to go down in history. Now, the thing is, I think we left too soon. I think that that government is going to fail because the United States isn't there to protect them. But that's just my thoughts.
Well, and again, the question wasn't, do you support the troops? It was the war worth it? We spoke a little bit about yesterday. You know, I thought it was time to get out, especially when the Iraqi government would not guarantee our soldiers' immunity from Iraqi prosecution for crimes they committed over there. Again, American courts, American military needs to judge Americans, not Iraqis. All right, Tom, Pacers in action last night, finished up their preseason. Not a pretty game for the Pacers. Talk a little bit.
Well, right, you're right. The Chicago Bulls, they went to Chicago and they played the Bulls. And I want to make a quick correction. During the break, I said the Pacers won. The Pacers actually lost. I don't know why I said that, but I wanted to make sure that when I talk here, people's like, didn't you just say the Pacers won? No, the Pacers lost again to the Chicago Bulls. But, you know, here's the thing. We keep saying, oh, it's preseason. But I'm not that overly concerned about it because of the fact that the Pacers had some distractions going on. They've got a lot of different things going on in practice with the adding of David West and the trade of Brandon Rush. And so I think that there's a lot of things that are going on. I'm not overly concerned about the Pacers losing now. I'm not overly concerned about the Pacers losing to the Bulls. I'm very excited to see the Pacers this year.
I think they've got, you have season credentials. You have the Gary Snyder Show credentials. I'd be excited too.
Well, yeah, that is an added bonus. That's for sure. Absolutely, that's an added bonus. But that aside, even if I didn't have the Pacer credentials, I would be excited to watch this Pacer team. I think they've got a lot of new energy. I think David West brings a shot in the arm to them. I think that they are a new team. And actually, believe it or not, I honestly – and, you know, I love playing these tapes back at the end of the season, i.e. like the Tim Tebow. If you go back and you listen to the balance, and we were talking about Tim Tebow at the beginning of the show and everybody else hated Tim Tebow, I said that's the guy to watch. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The Pacers are the team to watch this year. They have playoff energy. They have playoff caliber talent on their team. And really, they proved what they could do at the end of the year last year, coming back and really coming facing the Bulls. They would go with the Bulls again for an opportunity to go deeper into the playoffs. So I think that we've got a very good Pacer team. And, you know, only time would tell. But, you know, I think that the Pacers have a lot of work to do. They do. But the good thing about it is they've got a very focused team. I had the opportunity to go to the game, the preseason game. So I watched their shoot around. I was in the locker room. I was in the press conference. I think that this team has a lot of stuff that's – they've gotten rid of a lot of the bad laundry, if you will. And I think that they're focused on a new season, and that's really where they're going at. They're not making any really major changes per se. They've made a couple personnel changes, and again, I like to say that David West is a very welcome addition to the Indiana Pacers here in Indianapolis.
Well, when you look at this Pacer team, first of all, I think if you ask yourself, is this team better than they were last year? I think with the additions, I think you can answer that with a firm hell yeah, they are. And this is a team that got into the playoffs, barely, but they got in there and gave the Chicago Bulls everything they could handle last year. And if there's just a slight improvement over last year, we're possibly looking at maybe a better playoff spot to get things started and maybe even a first-round win with this team.
Oh, absolutely. And I like the energy and the excitement. And I tell you what, the preseason finale, I think in a lot of ways, marked just some good progress for the Pacers. Even though we couldn't put a win in the win column, there's a lot of progress. And when you watch these guys and you watch them in practice and you follow them here locally like I do, I mean, you can see that there's a lot of progress on defense, a lot of progress on offense, and really, quite frankly, a lot of progress in the bench production. And, you know, there's a lot of chemistry that I like. And, you know, I was talking with Frank Vogel about that very same topic the other day. And he told me that he likes the chemistry. That's why they're not making a lot of changes. He likes what is being brought to the table. He was given a chance of a lifetime to coach the Indiana Pacers last year. And I think that he wants to prove to Larry Bird, to the Simon brothers and brother, there's only one left, and the fans, most importantly, the fans. I don't know why I said that. I'm so used to saying that, and then I realized after I said that this would not be the year to say that. But, of course, yeah, the Pacers have a lot of work to do, and the Pacers did wrap up their two-game preseason with a 93-85 loss to the Bulls at the United Center in Chicago. But, you know, we're excited about what's coming up, and I'm excited about being at the season opener.
All right, Tom, quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show.
With the price of gas jumping up and down.
All right, and this is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. Yeah, I got to come up with a new coin phrase. Hey, so glad that you guys could join us. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to continue our conversations about the Pacers and the Colts. And then coming up here in just a few short minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about the NHL. And hour number two, as heard on the Gary Snyder Show. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Show. Hey, Tom, you brought this up today on Twitter, and I found this very interesting, and it's kind of catching fire. I want to get your thoughts on this. White Castle tests beer and wine sales in their restaurant.
Yeah,
so what better way to have a beer with your slider? And, you know, it's my contention, though, how many people actually go into White Castle sober to begin with?
You know what? I think most people have their beer before their sliders, and you know, I think that's kind of what the thing is. Yeah, I got that tweet today, and I thought, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to share this with the world. So yeah, they're testing it out in Lafayette, Indiana. The White Castles there are testing out the sale of beer. Not sure if wine, but definitely beer in spirit. It said beer and spirits, I believe, is what the article said, and so. You know, you can have a beer and slider. To me, hey, you know what?
Deadly combination.
Deadly combination, right. If one don't kill you, the other will.
You know, we've had this discussion before. You know, there was a news story here in Marion where the police arrested some disorderly students, some underage students at the local Steak and Shake. They were drunk, being disorderly. And it was my contention that you could probably just sit right outside of Steak and Shake anytime after midnight and probably get all the alcohol-related arrests that you wanted. We kind of built upon that, and I think we came to the consensus that probably White Castles or Denny's was probably the best place for the police to go to sit to get their quota, if you will, of alcohol-related arrests.
Oh, I would totally agree, especially here in Indianapolis in the Broad Ripple area. I would think all they've got to do is sit there at the White Castle there and or Steak and Shake or Denny's and just sit back, watch, and observe, and I'm sure they'll hit their quota, if there is a quota. Officially, there is no quota.
Well, of course. Now, I have an article up on GarySnyderShow.com. Putting intimidating equipment into the hands of civilian police officers. This was written and came out today, and it's a pretty widely distributed article. Just wanted to get your quick thoughts on this, Tom. I'll just read a quick take from it. The buying spree for local police departments into small army-like forces and put intimidating equipment into the hands of civilian officers. And that is raising questions about whether the strategy has gone too far, and that is the strategy of heavily equipping police departments for terrorist attacks. This creates a culture and capability that jeopardizes public safety and civil rights while creating an expensive false sense of security.
You know, and I've got mixed feelings with that. I think that, and if I understand the article correctly, and I haven't had a chance to read it, so I'm going to just try to go on the understanding of listening to you read it. But are they saying that the police department is armed too well?
That's what they're saying. They're saying that due to the Homeland Security and the Patriot Act or whatever the case was, back after September 11th, that police forces are going after a lot of these surplus military equipment and looking more like armies than a police force with assault weapons, Kevlar helmets, in some cases armored vehicles, including, some small-town police departments. And just as an example, the city of Huntington, our bright sheriff up there went after four up-armored Humvees.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of that is just due to the fact that the federal government is offering a lot more money and grants to these police departments to get these type of vehicles available to them. You're right. I think a lot of them are maybe going a little bit overboard on it. But when we look at what happened on September 11th, not that being more armed and more militant would prevent that, but perhaps in some people's minds it makes the community feel safer. And I don't really have a problem.
Yeah,
I mean, you
just break it. Let me just say real quick, this article and what I read you, creating a culture and capability that jeopardizes public safety and civil rights while creating an expensive false sense of security.
See, that's where I would probably go the other direction. I don't think at all that it would create a false sense of security, not at all. Yeah, I think it's expensive, but I don't think it creates a false sense of security. I don't know. I think that when you go to for example, when the Super Bowl comes here to Indianapolis, there'll be a lot of security people very, very present. There'll be, military, there'll be armed police officers with assault rifles. All of that you're talking about will be right here at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. But there'll be a lot of non-visible security that they're talking about and not talking about here in the local media, where they actually have things in place where they can actually see what's going on through satellite. And to me, I would feel more secure by seeing the armed police officer and the dogs walking around knowing that, hey, these guys are sniffing for bombs. I don't want – if you remember back in Olympic Plaza, quite a few years ago when that bomb went off, I certainly wouldn't want to be there then, and I don't want to be down at the Super Bowl, and I'm going to be down there quite a lot. I don't want to be around a building that blows up. So I feel more secure knowing that people are there, and, I honestly don't think it gives a false sense of security at all. I think it gives it an appropriate sense of security, actually.
Well, I would disagree because I think when you arm these police forces like a paramilitary organization instead of a police force, and especially – and I'm not saying this is the case in where I'm at in Marion at all. But there are some circumstances where, you give these police all of these military weapons and they get this, confident aura about them that, maybe they're not police anymore. They are a military organization. And that could create, obviously I tell my listeners, go to GarySnyderShow.com, click on the link, read the article. Maybe that's a good poll question for tomorrow. All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little hockey. All right, here on the Gary Snyder Show.
From now.
All right, yeah, we're going to definitely jump right into that hockey conversation, some NHL talk. You got some questions, you can give us a call, 917-889-8516. I don't know, what are your thoughts on the does the police force, are they too militant? Are they too paramilitary? Do they give you a false sense of security? Yeah, we'd like to know that. I kind of think that it gives you a good sense of security, and maybe I like the fact of knowing that they're there. And even though I know that, that there's other forms of security in place that we don't see, that's just as good. I don't know. I kind of like the fact of knowing that the people are there. Anyway, my name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us today. It's kind of been a scattered brain type of day. But, hey, it is what it is. We move forward, and the show must go on. That's for sure. So we'd love to hear your thoughts. We're going to be live for about another 30 minutes or so right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show on the Balance Radio Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio, streaming across the United States. So glad that you could join us on Hump Day, the Wednesday before Christmas. Man, where has this year gone? I tell you what, I one day I turn around, I'm giving out presents, we're cleaning up, we're putting the Christmas tree up, and the next day we're taking it down, and the next day we're putting it back up. Crazy year this has gone by fast. But we're standing by to team back up with 1400 WBAT in Marion, the Gary Snyder Show, as usual, our daily simulcast, coming up right here, right after the break. Nick Marlardo, and I hope I didn't butcher that name. If I do, I apologize. Hockey Guru breaks down the Pens win over the Blackhawks and the Caps 4-1 win over, well, Gary's writing isn't doing so well today, but that's okay. He'll be joining us in a moment. Yeah, man, I tell you what, this is one of these days, man.
This is one of these days. I am ready for one of those pop open cold one kind of nights. Hey, it has been a long day. Been raining and cold here in Indianapolis. It's been kind of one of those days. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us today. We'll be right back with 1400 WBAT in Marion and the Gary Snyder Show.
Who has donated the expensive coins. Another gold coin, although not a Krugerrand, was dropped into a Salvation Army kettle in Marion last week. That gold coin was worth about $800. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. WBAT forecast for tonight, cloudy with drizzle and fog, then clearing after midnight, a low of 35. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, a high of 45. Thursday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, a low of 32. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. And Saturday, Christmas Eve, mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Chesterfield. Is that a brand name or is that an actual piece of furniture? I don't know. But I like the song. All right. We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get to our guests, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana. They are growing and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, for all you Flyer fans out there, competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, spend their weekends at home. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts employees and customers first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. You know, Tom, each time I do that, I just get more amazed at how friggin' awesome I do that.
Yeah, again, I get amazed too. That's why, again, like I say, it does not surprise me that you're the person of the year on Time Magazine.
Again, it was bound to happen, Tom. It was bound to happen.
It was
all
bound
right.
to happen.
At this point, we are also joined by a Gary Snyder Show newbie, Nick, and I'm going to try to say this name correctly, Moraldo, hockey guru here to help us talk some hockey tonight. Nick, welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, Nick, before we get into a little bit of hockey here, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, where you're at, all that good stuff.
I'm all the way out here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I work in the IT division for one of the major healthcare providers out here. Been a hockey fan all my life. Just loving the opportunity right now to talk to you guys about some hockey.
Now, the reason and how we found you, I guess take a walk. I saw Colts punter Pat McAfee talking about hockey on Twitter last night, so I invited him on the show again to say, hey, Pat, why don't you be our hockey analyst? And he retweeted your name, said, hey, talk to this guy. How do you know Pat?
Yeah, Pat's been one of my best friends. We went to high school together. I've known him ever since. Try and teach him everything I know about hockey, and he talks pretty good, but who knows what he really actually knows about the game.
You're glad to see at least they won one game this year.
I felt so good for the guy just to get that off their chest. The whole team, actually, you know, it's tough to see that happen with all the injuries and Peyton and everything. It's just you don't want to go through that, and it's good to see them get a win.
I say stop there, though. All right, let's talk a little hockey then. The Pens host the Blackhawks last night. Pens get the 3-2 win. Pretty exciting game. Break it down for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, it took a little time to get going to live up to the billing. These are two of the best teams playing right now in the NHL. Chicago came in off a 5-game win streak. They're coming into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh coming off their last game. They just beat up on the Buffalo Sabres 8-3. Took a little time to get going. There was a little bit of controversy in the first period. Pens defenseman Derek England came through and threw a high hit. He left his feet, gave a little elbow to the head of Marcus Kruger for the Blackhawks. He's going to have a hearing with Mr. Shanahan tomorrow, and we're expecting at least a 2-game suspension for him. The way the NHL's been going with this discipline thing, who really knows? Chris Kunitz.
And he did get a major for that, right?
No, he did not. He actually, one of the Blackhawks defensemen, John Scott, he came in. They fought for a little bit, bloodied up Derek England pretty good, actually. But Scott received a 2 minutes for instigator penalty. And Penguins actually scored. Chris Kunitz scored on the ensuing power play.
Now, you are a Pens fan, am I correct? Because my wife is a huge Pens fan.
I am. I have been since the early 90s, watching Lemieux when I grew up. He's what got me into the game and been a fan ever since, through the good times and the bad.
Now, the Pens jumped out to the 3-0 lead. Blackhawks came fighting back. A little bit worrisome there at the end. Had a couple of pucks actually hit off the pipe. It turned out to be a pretty good game.
Oh, yeah. Hats off to the Blackhawks. They battled all the way to the end. Jonathan Toews and Victor Stahlberg got some late goals there in the third. And Fleury held his own, though. You know, he had 36 saves. It was an impressive effort.
Let me ask you this, since you're a Pens fan, and I've never got an answer from my wife, or at least one that has been satisfactory. Obviously, his last name is Fleury, but could we come up with a better nickname than the Flower?
I've always been. I'm right there with you on that one. It's not the most manly nickname, especially for, you know, an NHL player. But I believe I could be wrong. I don't know French. I took Spanish, but I'm pretty sure Fleury has some loose translation to flower in French.
Yeah, well, yeah, because his nickname's the Flower and he's French. That's a double negative almost.
I can't disagree.
Tom?
Well, welcome to the show, Nick. And is it Merlado?
Merlado.
Gee. Well, can't you guys just have normal names like Smith? No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of names that are hard to pronounce, it was probably really
easy. Or Marquess.
Yeah, Marquess. that's funny, Gary. Speaking of really good guys, and Malkin, did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. What a season he is having. And I think he played a very vital role in last night's game. What are your thoughts about him and how he's doing this year?
Oh, he was great to watch. You know, he got off to a slow start recovering from some knee surgery, had to miss a few games, but he had 3 assists last night. He was all over the ice making plays, really good in the faceoff circle. Right now he's clicking. He's at a 1.49 points per game pace, which is just incredible. A couple years ago, 2008-09, he won the scoring trophy as the league's overall top scorer. He was at a 1.38 point per game pace then. So if he can keep it up, he's going to do some damage this year.
So is it safe to say Malkin is 100% after the off-season knee surgery? And Gino took a stick to the face last night, had to go in and get some repairs.
Yeah, I'd say he's back to 100%. He did miss practice today, so it's a little bit of a concern, but I think he'll be okay.
And I don't know if you know this, but Doc Emrick, the hockey great, the announcer, actually got his start right here in this radio station, has been on this show before, and he picks Pittsburgh as one of the teams to watch if Crosby is back. Obviously, Crosby missed the first part of the season, took a hard hit last week, I think, against the Bruins, and has been just been placed on the IR. What are you hearing from Pittsburgh on Crosby's outlook?
It's been pretty hush-hush, guys. There hasn't been a lot of info leaked out on this latest Crosby injury. I think, honestly, I think a lot of people are kind of fed up over the last one with how long it took and the whole media handling of it. Everyone's trying to keep quiet about this one. I think they're just going to let it play out, and when he's ready to come back, he'll come back. It's definitely worrisome, but the team seems to be playing well without him.
Now, guys, can you hold through a break?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nick, are you good?
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
And this is the Balance Radio Network, streaming across the United States right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad that you could join us here on Wednesday Hump Day, talking with, I'm probably going to butcher his name again, Nick Maraldo, talking some hockey with him. And got it. All right, Nick. Thanks so much for joining us. I tell you what, we'll be right back, guys. And Nick, can you hang around here on the Balance Network as well?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back, guys, right here on the Balance Radio Network. And we'll team back up with 1400 WBAT and Marion.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Nick, you take a look at the 2011-2012 NHL season up to now. Any surprises, any disappointments?
Surprise so far for my money. I kind of mentioned the other night. guys laughed at me a little bit, but it's got to be the Florida Panthers coming out of nowhere, just leading the Southeast Division with 42 points. They went out in the offseason, spent a ton of money to get to the cap floor, brought in a lot of players, just a whole hodgepodge mix, and they're just making it work down there.
Now, Nick, speaking of Florida, you must have read my mind because I wanted to go and talk with you about Florida for a little bit. Really, whoever expected Jason Garrison to have that kind of a playoff? You're right, they went out to the free agent. They picked up some players, but I don't think Jason Garrison was on anybody's radar.
Oh, no. He flew under the radar, and he's having a great season so far. He's back there on the power play. It helps to get a veteran like Brian Campbell to kind of teach you the ropes a little bit, and I feel like some of that's rubbing off on him, and the guy's just got a cannon for a shot.
Now, let's move a little north to our Capital. I'm a Capitals fan. They're sitting at 35 points right now, 17-14-1. Already fired Bruce Boudreau. It didn't take long for him to end up in a new job. But Capitals sitting right now at 35 points. Give us your take on the Caps, and should I be a little worried about where they're sitting right now?
I don't think you have too much to worry about. I don't know if you guys got to see the game last night, but it looked like they were back to the form they used to have. You know, Ovechkin got one of his classic goals, just getting behind the defenseman, flying to the net with that quick shot. Alex Semin, who's been taking a lot of heat, he had one of those beautiful wristers, just cross ice, top cheese. Backstrom playing well, goal and an assist. They got great goaltending. They looked good last night. I don't know if they're there yet, but I wouldn't be too worried about the Caps.
Let me ask you this before I let Tom back in. My wife calls Backstrom girly boy. Is she the only one?
No, it's probably got something to do with the flowing blonde locks. It reminds me a little of McAfee, actually. He just got his cut off, but it's got to be the hair.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I don't know where to go with that at that from there. Now, one of the one of the things that I want to talk with you about is some teams to watch for after the trade freeze, and a lot of people like to keep their eyes on the Oilers. I'm just kind of thinking, what are your thoughts, and what are your thoughts on some of the sleeper teams that are out there that maybe nobody's looking at right now?
Well, you know, as far as teams nobody's looking at, I got a team that everybody's probably looking at, and that's the Philadelphia Flyers. With losing Chris Pronger for the season, they've always been aggressive with trades. I wouldn't be surprised to see them make a move. The Kings, the Los Angeles Kings, have been really flat lately. They just hired a new coach. I wouldn't be surprised to see them take off on a little run. It's going to be interesting to see, like you said, once the holiday freeze is over. I wouldn't be surprised if a few players move and some things shake up.
Now, the Boston Bruins took the Stanley Cup last year in 7 over the Canucks. They're leading the Eastern Conference right now with 45 points. Do you still look for them to stay strong? They look pretty tough right now.
Boston is giving no reason to think otherwise. They're playing great. They're solid from top to bottom. They can score. They can fight. They can hit. They play great defense, great goaltending. I mean, they're the top package. I think the only way they run into any problem is with injuries, like every other team has to battle through. But I think they're just too deep and too good.
Now, if you were to put a prediction on it right now, who do you think is going to carry that Stanley Cup off the ice this year?
Oh, man, that's a tough call. You know, it's hard to look against Boston, like I just mentioned. I wouldn't be surprised to see someone from the West, and honestly, this Blackhawks team might surprise some people. If they can get their goaltending situation settled, they have the talent up front to score. They have good defensemen. Like I said, all they need to do is get their goaltending settled, and they might be one of the teams taking that cup home.
Is Emery not the guy between the posts for the Blackhawks right now?
He's in there right now, and he's holding his own. I don't know if he can get it done, although he did take the Senators to the Cup Finals a few years back, and he's shown he can be that playoff goalie. They got another good one in Corey Crawford. He's a young guy. He's struggling a little bit right now. He had a great year last year, but if they can just get both of those guys playing at the same time, they're going to be tough to beat.
Now, Nick, a lot of people are liking Dallas this year, and I've kind of looked at them a little bit this year. And for my show, The Balance, on Saturday, we've talked about Dallas. Dallas is one of those teams that I think, have a lot of potential and a lot of team spirit and can really probably push things through toward the end of the year. What are your thoughts about Dallas?
I've always liked Dallas. I like what they're doing. They've got a little bit of a younger team this year. They lost Brad Richards last year to free agency, and they're battling. They're not going to give up. I just, like you said, they got a lot of determination. I don't know if they have the overall skill to compete in that West. It's pretty deep. I could see them maybe sneaking in as a maybe an 8 or 7 seed into the playoffs, but it's going to be really tough for them to compete with the other teams out there in the West.
All right, Nick, real quick, I got 3 teams in the Western Conference right now, the Blackhawks, the Wild, and the North Stars, or the Stars. God, I keep messing that up. Any one of those 3 that maybe you don't see there when it comes playoff time?
Dallas, I just don't see the skill. The hard work and the determination and all that, the strong defensive play, that can only get you so far. And when it comes playoff time, you need those clutch guys to just, you know, put the puck in the net and be the guy. And Minnesota has that with Mikko Koivu. Chicago has that with Taves and Kane. I don't see a guy in Dallas who's there yet.
All right, hey, Nick, we got to wrap things up here. I want to thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us from time to time, talk a little hockey with us, and not ask for a paycheck. real quick, Twitter, Facebook, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's Maraldo 412, M-A-R-A-L-D-O 412.
All right, thanks a lot, and have a Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, Tom, you know, we went out, we got our hockey, and besides me, I am the person to go to for hockey, but the kid knew what he was talking about there.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed talking to Nick, and I'm gonna try to get him. You'll have to send me his contact information. I'd love to have him on the balance on Saturday mornings, absolutely.
Plus, I'm sure if he went to high school with McAfee, there's got to be some stories there at some point.
You would think so. You would think so. And I'd be curious to see. Did they go swimming in the canal together or what?
Oh, boy. All right, Tom, real quick. Where can people find your work?
www.thebalanceonline.com. Of course, T-Balance on Twitter, Facebook, The Balance. And, of course, the Balance Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, absolutely. And stick around for hour number 2, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Thanks a lot, Tom. You've been listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
All right, welcome back to The Balance Radio Network. Thanks to Nick for joining us there, talking some hockey. Love to have him on the show. I'll tell you what, love to have him on the show on Saturday. Man, we've got a great hockey guest on Saturday, too. So Ed Kratz from the Philadelphia Inquirer is going to be calling in and talking with us a little bit about the Flyers, the Eagles. And I tell you what, Saturday is going to be a good show. You guys do not want to miss it. We've got a lot in store for you. Well, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on Wednesday before Christmas. Coming back, we'll be right back with hour number 2 of The Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
Huntington's favorite radio personality, Gary Snyder, is here on 1400 WBAT Marion.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Little triumph bringing us back. Now, it's Wednesday, and this is the time usually held by State Senator Jim Banks. Unfortunately, he has the flu today. But he has helped us out, and we have Micah Clark. He is the president of the American Family Association of Indiana. Micah, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Well, Gary, thanks for having me on. Will I date myself if I tell you that I know who Rick Emmett is, and that's one of my favorite songs?
Well, if you're dating yourself, then I am too.
There's a great YouTube video of them from a concert in Canada where he sings that song. It's great guitarist. So
love Triumph. I saw him at the old Market Square Arena several times.
Yeah, he can play. He's quite talented. So
he would get that double neck guitar up there, a 6-string and a 12-string. I just don't know how he did it.
Yep. So
I can't even play Guitar Hero.
I can play the radio. That's how musical I am.
All right, Mike, welcome to the show. This is your first time on. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the American Family Association of Indiana?
Well, I have been the director of AFA for about 11 years. Before that, I worked for a group called the Indiana Family Institute for 10 years. Before that, I was I worked in the legislature as an intern for the House Republicans. And so I'm one of those weird guys with a political science degree that likes public policy, although there's times where I feel like I don't like politics, but I do like issues and how it affects Hoosiers and families, and that's kind of where I've planted my feet for 10 years. We're a nonprofit organization that was originally founded in 1993 that dealt with city zoning ordinances for sexually oriented businesses and things like that, but that was back in the early 90s before the internet came along. Things have kind of changed. We kind of evolved into a group that helped parents with ways they could protect children from those indecent things, and dealt with other family issues as well, and moved down to Indianapolis right about the time I was hired to take over. And we dealt with kind of a lot of broad variety of issues in the legislature and have tried to be eyes and ears for people down there, and that's how I know State Senator Banks.
Well, as the General Assembly gets ready to, I guess, convene here in a couple of weeks, we try to get a wide range of guests on the show. We just had Kip Tu on. We get Abdul on once a week, and Brian Howie. Consensus is they may not be able to convene here in a couple of weeks. What are you hearing about that?
It's going to be interesting because they put because the Republicans have put right to work up front, and that was the reason why the Democrats walked last year. And there's going to be a lot of speculation and a lot of people who are dealing with a lot of other issues. That's the big question, regardless of who these different people lobby for. It could be the business interests, it could be any other interests. They're all waiting to see what happens with this particular issue, and does it cause another walkout, even if they don't go to Illinois, which I wouldn't expect, but it could cause them to huddle up in another part of the state house and tie up business that way. And in one sense, I think if they do that, they're probably thinking there's not much to lose. It's a short session. They don't have to pass a budget this year. There's nothing constitutional they have to pass. But the risk that I think the Democrats run if they do that in the House is I'm told that the polling was very negative about that. And certainly there's elements of their base and maybe union households that would like that. But I've been told that it didn't poll very well with the public, and it happens election year, so it's a gamble, and we'll have to see if that happens.
Now, other than right to work, governor has made the local government reform his top priority in this upcoming legislative session. We've talked with Jim several times. He favors the nepotism law and the conflict of interest, but not much more than that. As your association, what are you looking for when it comes to local government reform from the Indiana General Assembly, if they can even get started this session?
Yeah. Well, it's not an issue I have dealt that much with, and so it's not one we've taken a position on, but it's very interesting to have a conservative governor like Mitch Daniels put that forward and see that how it kind of splits not down party lines, but kind of more down rural versus city lines. There's a lot of legislators in the Republican Party who are concerned about bits and pieces of it, and a lot of it depends on their background. We have a citizen legislature, so we have some people who may be in the fire department who have certain concerns, others who may have been on the city council before becoming a state legislator who have their perspective. So it'll be very interesting to see how that breaks down if there is majority support for what the governor wants to do across the board. I think there's going to be a lot of give and take on that issue, and as you said, if we even get to that issue.
Now, when you take a look at what's coming before the General Assembly this year, what issues are important to the American Family Association?
Well, you know, we have a lot of issues we're looking at, but because of not sure about what's going on, we're kind of waiting to see what's filed. Each session, you'll have between 1,200 and 1,600 bills filed. Sounds like a lot, and it is, but out of that, about 200 will make it through the process to the governor's desk. You know, our founders were very wise in that they set up a system where it wasn't easy to pass every law that was filed. And so it's always interesting to see what's filed. I was just meeting with a young man last week, and though this is not a priority issue with us, it's kind of a good example for your audience. This young man was from Purdue in student government. They came up with an idea to allow kind of a safe, I'm not sure how they propose it, but if a student is at a party on campus or off campus, there's alcohol there, and somebody has drank too much, for example, or they've endangered themselves or they've fallen or hurt themselves, there's a lot of fear about, well, should we call the police or should we call EMTs if we're underage or we're all drunk? And there's a law that several states have passed that allows the person who calls to have some immunity so that the person who's injured does not die or hurt worse because people don't call in. So the reason that's interesting to me is a lot of people think that all these bills come from attorneys down at the state house. In fact, this was just an idea a young man in his 20s came up with and took to his legislator, and it's gotten some statewide attention in the media. It really is a citizen legislature. For all the criticism of politics and all the things we hear about Washington, which I call 5 square miles surrounded by reality, there is a lot of good in our process in the Indiana where we still have a lot of citizen involvement. So there's a lot of issues that can come up that come from a lot of ideas from constituents.
Hey, Micah, can you hold through a quick break?
Sure.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Shop Silvertown's Christmas Countdown Sale now through Christmas Eve. Take 30 to 50% off diamond jewelry, 10% off Christmas silver and bronze medallions, 10% off 2011 14-piece clad and silver-proof sets. Enjoy savings of 40% off all seasonal Christmas items in the gift department, 25% off your coin supply purchase of $5 or more. Extended shopping hours December 19th through the 23rd till 6 p.m. and Christmas Eve until 2 p.m. Silvertown on Union City Pike across from Winchester High School, or check out more in-store specials online at silvertown.com.
Don't travel too far. Shop Silvertown. You'll be surprised at all the gifts you can buy without spending a fortune. Weekly specials going on now through Christmas. Engraving is available to personalize your silver Christmas ingots and medallions. And custom gift baskets can be made while you browse. Gift wrapping and layaway are available too. We have something for everyone, and price ranges for any budget here at Silvertown. Open weekdays 9 to 5 and Saturdays 9 to 4. On Union City Pike across from Winchester High School, or online at silvertown.com.
Wiretapped 4 days before they were authorized by a federal judge. This is Network Indiana News.
Hello? Hello, Mom. Mom, turn the TV down.
Hold on, I gotta turn the TV down.
How's Grandma? I don't know. I can't get past hello.
Well, maybe it's time your loved ones say hello to the new CapTel Caption phone. The CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana allows you to speak into the phone and have your words appear on a bright, easy-to-read screen. Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more. That's RelayIndiana.com. Getting past hello has never been easier.
Hello, world. It's your man, Mike Epps. Welcome to the Super Bowl Village, where it's nothing but 10 days of football partying, 2 concerts. Stages, national, local, and regional acts, zip lines for crazy people like myself. We got warming zones all up and down the street. Get out here to the Super Bowl Village and have fun, fun, fun!
See you downtown Indianapolis on Georgia Street, January.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
We'll be right back.
back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we get back to our guest, Micah Clark from the American Family Association. Hopefully I got that right. Too many screens up. Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, which you know, I'm looking outside. It's just not happening yet. Including the top of the lines, Ariens, snow throw, snow blowers. Maybe we ought to go back to the mower commercials. But hey, Schaefer's did want me to remind you, they have Gravely Hustler and Indiana's own Dixie Chopper mowers still in stock, and they are priced to move. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. And if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter what brand it is, or even where you bought it. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. And as always, all the time at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, we have Micah Clark sitting in for Jim Banks today, State Senator Jim Banks from the American Family Association of Indiana. All right, Micah, as we head into not only you know, the legislative season, the election season is going to be coming up. What role do you guys take in state, local, and national elections?
Well, you know, I have an interest in all that, kind of watch that, but we are, as a nonprofit 501c3, do not endorse. However, I also kind of wear a hat as the head of our American Family Association PAC, which is a state PAC. So we look at state races, not federal ones, like, for example, not the Lugar-Murdoch challenge or anything like that, but we deal with some statewide issues and some legislative issues on that. But of course, it's interesting to watch this whole political process work itself out as we're moving into an election year. A lot of the issues that come up from time to time were ones that sprang up from the states up to the federal level or vice versa. You know, the big issue last year with the Health Care Reform Act led to a lot of legislation in the legislature this last spring about some of the unfunded mandates, some issues concerning abortion funding, and just the whole Medicaid burden that could be placed on the state if Obamacare goes through as proposed, and Governor Daniels wrote some letters about his concern about how that could seriously affect our financial condition in Indiana. So there's a lot of things that go back and forth between the states and the feds, and it's interesting to see how those play out in the election issue. But there's always races we're watching, but officially we don't get involved in races as a AFA of Indiana.
Well, let's talk issues then. We do have a gubernatorial election coming up. What issues are you looking for or paying a close attention to when it comes to choosing our next governor?
Well, I have been pretty pleased with Governor Daniels' administration in terms of getting our fiscal house in order. I think it was pretty providential that he was the governor when the nation, kind of before the nation, went into a tailspin, and we are doing much better financially than a lot of states are, because in part we have a requirement that we cannot spend more than we take in as a balanced budget. But I think strong fiscal management has kept us out of having to make some painful decisions that states like California and some of the others are making, where they're having to lay off employees and cut benefits and all sorts of things. So I'm glad we have a state that's in good fiscal condition. It'll be interesting to see what John Gregg, the former Speaker of the House, the Democrat, proposes, or Mike Pence, or perhaps Jim Wallace, who is running in that race as well, what they come up with. I know that Congressman Pence has been very favorable towards many of those changes that Governor Daniels has done. I think he wants to carry on that legacy. And so we're just watching to see what types of things they will propose in terms of maybe family tax burden, different issues like that that might affect families.
does an organization like yours pay more attention to fiscal matters or social issues when it comes to you know, taking a side in a, you know, a political fight when it comes to issues?
We tend to look more at social issues, although it's interesting, a lot of the social issues then bleed over into fiscal issues. You know, I think the breakdown of the family, for example, is one thing that has led to some of our big fiscal problems. Ronald Reagan said in his report in the mid-80s on the family, everywhere the equation holds true, where the family retracts, the government expands. What he was saying, and he also said there's a reason why totalitarian governments have so strongly opposed faith and family, because those two things make people more independent. And I think as we've seen through the welfare state and things, as breakdown of the family, you've seen the high costs associated with that as social services are strained with to take up the slack that maybe fatherless homes might have or divorce. And one of the issues we're going to look at, and this is just a little thing, but in the legislature, is Indiana is one of only three states that does not even track how many divorces we have. It would be nice to know how many marriages and divorces we have, because that issue plays into a lot of the social service issues. But we primarily look at social issues, although there are fiscal matters that come up that we look at from time to time, too. We were involved a little bit in the voucher issue, which people could argue is either social or fiscal. So we were supportive of the school voucher bill, and so that was a big issue last year as well that passed the Senate by just two votes.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, we just had a hearing the other day on the voucher issue. I know you're not a judge, and it's hard to read judges sometimes, well, all the times, but are vouchers here to stay, in your opinion?
Well, I talked to a man, an attorney who was there, asked him what he thought. He was supportive of vouchers, as we are. He was pleased with the arguments in the state's favor, felt like the judge would probably not reverse himself, letting that stand. And the argument that was made from the state, which is defending the law, the existing program, is that there are a lot of things that we do financially that parents and Hoosiers can use that go to religious organizations, you know, Pell grants, state grants for colleges, Indiana Wesleyan or Taylor University or Christian colleges. People can take state funding there. That's not unconstitutional. Kids get what they call DCFS vouchers for child care that they can take to a public or private, you know, church-run child care center. That's never been found unconstitutional. So the state is arguing that this is really going to the parents for them to decide whether they use that voucher in a public charter or a private Christian school if one's available. So I would like to see as many parents have as much choice as possible. So I would hate to see the law overturned, but like you said, predicting what a judge will do is difficult. And even if he sides with the state, I think you're going to see more appeals from the teachers' unions.
All right, real quick, is there anything you wanted to cover that maybe I did not ask you?
No, I appreciate being on. It's an honor. I've heard a lot about you. I see your emails fairly often, and just appreciate the good work you're doing in Marion.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Real quick, you want to give websites, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff?
It is afain.net, www.afain.net. People can sign up for our Facebook page, which I think is just listed under American Family Association, and check us out. We have a weekly email that we do if people want to sign up for that, learn more about us. But appreciate the opportunity, and appreciate the time, and we'll just pray that Jim feels better next week.
Let's hope. Micah Clark from the American Family Association of Indiana, thanks a lot for joining us today, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you, Gary.
Hi. You know, I always enjoy the new guests, and this is the first time that Micah has joined us. I see his newsletters a lot. They play a large role in state politics, and, you know, it's always good to get some new guests on here, get a different perspective from my own, even though I think what we usually find is that I'm usually right. All right, don't forget, you can go to GarySnyderShow.com. We got several things up right now that may be of interest to you. We'll be getting another poll up tonight. First of all, you can catch our interview, the podcast of our interview with Senator Richard Lugar from yesterday. always a great interview when we talk to the senator. Iraq war, not worth the cost. I have to admit I'm a little surprised in the results of our latest poll asking whether the Iraq war was worth it. I was expecting something completely different, and to be frank, I'm a little disappointed in the results. We had over 240 votes in the last 2 days, actually about 36 hours. The question was the war in Iraq worth the cost in American blood and treasure? 81% of you said no. Amazing. 19% of you said yes. Again, I am just completely taken back by those results, but hey, probably one of the few times in my life where I was wrong. Few times in my life. All right, we'll be back after a break. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Christmas is upon us, and I'm making a list and checking it twice. Let's see. Little Jimmy wants a bicycle, Erica wants a dolly, and Tommy wants a 2012 Ford Super Duty pickup with a 6.7-liter Powerstroke V8 turbo diesel engine? Holy!
Chill out, Santa. I've got this contact down in Hartford City at Finn Cannon Ford. He can hook us up real good. I've already got an orange Ford Mustang convertible set aside for Sally, a Ford Fiesta SE for Frankie that gets up to 40 miles per gallon highway, and a Ford Escape Hybrid for Bridget. We'll just swing the sleigh down to Finn Cannon Ford on Highway 3 in Hartford City and pick up the goods before we head out Christmas Eve.
How are we going to pull all that extra weight in my sleigh?
Easy. Extra horsepower.
Hey, who invited them?
Stuff it, Dasher.
What about service after the sale?
Don't sweat it, Fat Man. Finn Cannon Ford can handle it all. The customer comes first in their service department. We'll talk more about Finn Cannon Ford on our way there. But first, I have to go to the reindeer barn and scoop up a stocking stuffer for Kevin on your naughty list.
A year to remember the late Bill Green. A year to follow the progress of Billy Shepard. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT.
Rolls another three. Got it! Oh, Billy Shepard's on the floor. Rolls get the biggest shot of the game, and Marion's up by three.
Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
You haven't been through the walkway of lights yet? The Marion Bus Service has a great idea for you. Wednesday, December 14th, Tuesday, December 20th, and Thursday, December 22nd, you can ride the Marion City Bus from 6 till 10 p.m. and view the Walkway of Life. And on Thursday, the 22nd, they'll have entertainment when you board the bus at the Bus Barn in downtown Marion. Happy holidays to all from the Marion City Bus Department, again offering free rides in the month of December.
Applications are now being accepted for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Indiana Scholarship Program. Winners of the RMHC Scholars, African American Future Achievers, HAWSAIR, and Asia Scholarships will be awarded $5,000 in scholarships. Applications are due January 27, 2012. Additional information is available at rmhc.org. That's rmhc.org.
Bringing local news to Sweetser, Converse, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT newsroom, I'm Layla Price. A Grant County family lost its home Tuesday morning when flames destroyed the home. Pleasant Township firefighters were called to the Kiesling home at 2904 North Coates Road Tuesday morning and found the house in flames. Despite efforts of firefighters, the home was considered a total loss. No one was injured in the blaze. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, though firefighters say faulty wiring is suspected. County commissioners Tuesday agreed to form a study committee to look into the benefits and potential shortfalls of developing voting centers in Grant County. The committee will be comprised of 9 people, including newly appointed committee head County Commissioner David Glickfield. Glickfield voiced his initial ideas, which would involve obtaining input from cities and towns on whether or not voting centers would be a good idea.
I think what we need to do is we need to probably as a committee go to the different town board meetings and ask those town boards to please notify their residents that will be there, and we want to hear what their thoughts and concerns are.
The committee will spend all of next year looking into the option, and if they receive a unanimous vote at the end of their study, voting centers would be established for the election in 2014. The Marion Redevelopment Commission has voted to help make bonds for the proposed Marion Sports and Entertainment Arena more attractive to potential buyers. By modifying its commitment to the bonding issue, the Redevelopment Commission will now back those bonds with tax increment finance money in case the project would fail. City Development Director Darren Reese says the moves are rather minor, but should make the bonds more attractive to potential investors because they are supported stronger by the city. Plans for the proposed 5,000-seat arena were announced last spring with the hopes that $30 million in bonds would be sold quickly and construction could begin, but the bonds have yet to be sold. Some site preparation work has begun at the arena site, despite the lack of bonds being sold. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, cloudy with drizzle and fog, then clearing after midnight, a low of 35. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, a high of 45. Thursday night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, a low of 32. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. And Saturday, Christmas Eve, mostly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Read the letter in my desk. Don't worry with all my belongings, no. But pay attention to the list. Make sure my daughter knows I loved her. Make sure her mother knows the same. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there is nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. I want to thank Micah Clark from the American Family Association of Indiana for filling in for Jim Banks today, who is under the weather. Before we get to our next guest and co-host, Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what an CPM and an FSC are, but I can guarantee you that if you're an owner-operator, you know. Plus, it must be important they put it in their flipping ad. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. Better hurry. He goes home at 5. 866-397-2581. You can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco. They are a freight moving company. If you can't remember all that, all you really need to remember, GarySnyderShow.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. Plus, my new groundbreaking editorial is up. Hey, Dana Lush, when did you become a rhino trader by supporting tax cuts? Just wondering. That got me a little trouble today. All right, this time we're joined every day from now to the end by Tom Marquis, co-host of the show. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. I'm always worried when you say the end with such explanation. I often wonder what's coming next.
And we are also pleased to be joined by Neil Haley. Neil has been very generous in getting us some guests from time to time. He is my computer's broken. He is the owner of Total Tutor Plus. syndicated talk show host of the Total Education Hour. Neil, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary, for having me on the program. I'm really excited to talk education talk once a month on your program or my nationally syndicated show. It's something that people are afraid to talk about is education, and especially when things come up that are ridiculous, like what I sent you that I saw on the blogosphere a couple of days ago. That was pretty wild, wasn't it?
It was, but first, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself, your radio show, and your organization?
Absolutely. Okay. Basically, I host an educational talk show 7 days a week. I am on two local radio shows in Pittsburgh, plus nationally syndicated on 50 stations. I own a birth through college tutoring and consulting company. So basically, you go to the website totaltutor.org to find out more information. But I get celebrities on my show. I get authors, everyone on the Total Education Hour. You can go to the website and find out where station it's being played on. And also I do this Education Minute with you guys that I play on your station that absolutely certain things that make me very passionate about things in education, I say, okay, now I got a minute to talk about it. But then we kind of go into more detail on my show, especially with certain controversial topics that happen.
Well, and you can hear your Total Education Minute, usually the first hour here on the show. So I want to thank you for providing those to us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll keep sending them, and I appreciate you playing them. Because, again, hopefully people email me at nhaley@totaltutor.org, especially if you have comments on my Education Minute, because I am kind of brash and controversial and opinionated, but that's probably why, Gary, you like me, right? Because I'm an opinionated guy that kind of takes doesn't just push things off. I go after it, and I'm tired of hearing all people kind of saying, my way's the only way. Well, I'm sorry. You got to listen to Total Tutor when you know what's the best in education, absolutely.
Well, we'll see if you still feel that way. Just go to Gary Snyder's show and read some of my past commentaries. Hey, but we're here to talk an article that you found brought to our attention, Teachers to Face Criminal Charges for Taking Student Gifts. Please opine.
Yes, I mean, when I saw this, it made me really shocked. And then shocked to find out criminal charges, what they were seriously thinking about doing. This happened in Alabama, which, you know, Alabama did the whole thing with immigration, Gary, and I kind of agreed in the fact of on that aspect, but I'm shocked by this. Basically, if you are caught receiving a gift, you could either receive jail time or $6,000 fine, which is amazing. This is something where teachers don't get paid a lot of money. Absolutely, there may be some districts that pay very well, but teachers are not paid what they deserve. And then to kind of punish them when parents want to reward the teachers for working so hard by that Christmas gift, like you know how we give it to mailmen or we go ahead and give it to our garbage man, why can't we give it to our teacher? And to kind of put it based on we're going to kind of put you in the same boat with lobbyists, I think is ridiculous. What's your thought?
No, I would agree. And, you know, teachers don't make a lot of money. They spend a lot of hours there. I don't feel sorry for them simply because they knew what they were getting into when they decided to go into the profession. But, you know, I am always the, get Big Brother out of my business. When you do that, you make things better. And by telling a teacher, hey, you can't accept Christmas gifts. Hey, and I understand, don't get me wrong, that you don't want teachers out there predicating a grade on a Christmas gift. We don't want that. But, you know, hey, giving the teacher an apple or something small like that, why not?
Right, exactly. And I'll just tell you, I taught for 9 years, Gary, and when I taught in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, especially in the more affluent school, I did get a lot of gifts, but they're concerned it's a bribe, that you're going to reward Johnny and A because you got a great gift for Christmas. I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it like, okay, it's such a nice thing to get teacher that gift. The teacher works very hard, especially Catholic school teachers. We don't get paid a ton of money. So I thought, you know, it's I don't look at it like, okay, just because Susie got me a gift card to Panera Bread, I'm going to make sure I grade a little lenient, more leniently on them. Well, maybe some parents might think that, but as a professional teacher, you really can't do that. And I think that gifts are something that's just part of the whole situation. Gary, I'm sure you kind of give bonuses to other people, like your, maybe to your mailman or certain people that do an awesome job for you. So I don't see why the heck you're going to consider it a criminal charge for a teacher to do this, especially in Alabama, where I bet you, again, in the South, they don't pay teachers what they're, that they deserve anyways.
Yeah, well, about me giving out bonuses. How's that working out, Tom?
Well, you know, hey, I do got the Pacer credential, so I guess it all works out. And, you know, I'm so glad that you could join us today. And my wife's actually a teacher, so, you know, I guess we better start taking back those gift cards. That's how we get our Christmas dinner. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well,
you know, really, I agree. I think that, you know, it's not expected. You know, my wife has students that give her things from time to time, and, you know, we don't think anything of it. I don't even know that there's a statute in place with the state of Indiana. If there is, there's a lot of teachers breaking that. But I think that you're right. There's a lot, and believe me, being married to a teacher, you're also married to the job. And anybody that thinks a teacher does not, it just goes to work and works 9 to 5, has got another thing coming. My wife spends her evenings grading papers, spends money out of her own pocket to buy supplies. And you're right, we're not asking for any sympathy because that's what she studied, that's what she wanted to be, and she loves being a teacher. And the unfortunate thing about where my wife is at, she teaches at an inner city school in Indianapolis, and it's in not one of the best schools either. And so she certainly has her hands cut out for her job, her try that again. She doesn't have her hands cut, not that I know of, anyway. She has her job cut out for her, and her hands are full. So, you know, it is nice to have the appreciation from the students and the parents and say, hey, you know, you're doing a good job. My wife told me the other day after parent-teacher conference that, you know, really, you know, the best thing that she could get is from a parent is say, hey, you know, my kids are really doing a great job. And there again, remember, she's in a school system where they're actually to fail is the norm. In fact, that particular school, Arlington High School, is getting taken over by the state of Indiana because of so many failing students. And teachers like my wife, you know, they're a rare breed, I'll tell you that. So I see nothing wrong with students expressing their gratitude within rhyme and reason.
I know. It's a situation if teachers are taking gifts all year round. That's a little bit more of a different situation. Christmas is a time, and I have a feeling that when they were thinking about this, and I'm very disappointed, the person who did this, who called for this law in Alabama, is a Republican, which I really would love to get on the show. I'm going to have to contact him because his name was Brian Taylor. And I was just absolutely shocked. I said, well, don't the Republican Party understand, and I know that this is an attack on unions, but this is nothing to do with unions. This is hard-working teachers that do their jobs and deserve to have some sort of gift for working hard. It's a service field. It's nothing that is, you know, the easy job. Well, it's so hard. My wife is exhausted every day from teaching kindergarten. When I taught, I was exhausted as well, and it's not the easiest job in the world, and why are you going to go after us like a lobbyist? And I still think that's the biggest ridiculous thing in the world, because, Gary, isn't it true that many jobs out there, that there are a lot of fringe benefits, that people kind of take care of each other in this world and business, and why anything that is state-run, that can't happen?
No, and I would agree, and it's not like some kid has taken up a music box and the teacher opens it and starts playing it and it plays the Lexus song and she goes running outside to see that Lexus with a bow on top, is it? If it is, yeah, you're getting an A.
No, not at all. They're not even thinking about that. We can't even remember. I mean, like, we go and open up our Christmas gifts that we got from our students on Christmas Day. And we look at each gift and say, okay, let's write our thank you notes and go with it. But, hey, it's going to get us through the summer sometimes where we're not getting paid so we can go out to eat somewhere. Or possibly, and I love being a male teacher because I got gift cards. And I bet your wife, who's a teacher, that's not the, they get a lot of kind of gifts that are just like homemade gifts or candy or certain things, but I love being a male teacher.
Well, let me ask you, how's that even fair? You get gift cards and female teachers get homemade gifts?
or they get how many apples do you have in your house? Think of that. How many different pencil sharpeners? Now, I have so many different mugs. I probably have 60 mugs because my wife gets a mug every year. So I don't see this. I just think it's the gift of giving. The kids really get excited about going ahead and doing this. But then the most ridiculous thing is, okay, a teacher received a gift, and someone blew the whistle on them in Alabama. They're going to have jail time? We're going to spend our tax dollars in Alabama, the tax dollars in Alabama, to prosecute someone who received a Christmas gift? It's the biggest, most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, guys, quick break. Can you both hold?
Yes, we can.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
What matters to you matters to us. The right car, a great truck, with service you trust.
Barry Bunker wants to put that cruise in your stocking this holiday season, the Chevy Cruise, that is. Christmas is the perfect time to take advantage of the Chevy Sign and Drive program at Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Right now at Barry Bunker, you can get zero down and zero due at signing on the Ally Smart Lease program. Take a look at the 2012 Chevy Cruise on a 39-month, 39,000-mile Ally Smart Lease for just $258.85 a month. Or the Malibu at $263.27 a month. If your workload calls for a big truck, see the 2012 Chevy Silverado 1500 4-Wheel Drive Extended Cab LT Edition, just $392.11 a month. Check out the website at www.barrybunker.com. It has all the details and the colors to choose from. All offers are subject to credit approval. 100 years of Chevy, the service you trust. That's your local Barry Bunker Chevrolet, wishing you and your families a safe and happy holiday. From the staff at Barry Bunker Chevrolet, because Chevy runs deep.
Interstate exit for the city. This is Network Indiana News.
Make your holidays a hit with the new Money Bag Multiplier Scratch Off from the Hoosier Lottery. There's plenty of ways to win, with 20 chances on the front plus 10 more chances to win on the back and a top prize of $100,000. With Money Bag Multiplier, you can haul in even more prizes and multiply your winnings up to 50 times. Put some fun under your tree with the Money Bag Multiplier Scratch Off from the Hoosier Lottery. Just one of many new games on sale now. Play your favorite today. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-TIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, kids, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living.
I'm no reckless tragedy in this. Welcome to the family.
Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision.
Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. We have Tom Marquis with us, co-host of the show from now to the end. And also, Neil Haley. Well, let me ask you this, Neil. What do you think the solution is here with gifts to this law, gifts given to teachers?
Well, I think the solution is that they need to outline things more, what types of gifts they're concerned about. They mentioned in the article about a $300 or $400 Macy's gift card or somebody giving them, let's say, a television set. Well, maybe then we need to set what a gift should be. If it's $20 and under, it shouldn't be a problem. But if it is considered a bribe, if some family decides, hey, here's a $400, here are, like, let's say, season tickets to the Colts that they were good, but you guys aren't doing very well this year, then that would be something, or to say, you know what, this is a bribe. Kind of go by a case-by-case basis. But for these little teacher gifts that are just gifts of appreciation, they should not kind of compare them to lobbyists. Come on now, a lobbyist is going to get a trip paid for to go some great place, so they're going to get $4,000, $5,000. Comparing lobbyists to teachers is ridiculous. What's your thought?
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, my question was, and I guess that brings up an interesting point on what the gift should be. What was the gift that this teacher received in Alabama that is costing so much up for?
Well, it's basically the law. It's kind of like just the kind of – I got you thinking about it. I got Gary thinking about it. It was written in educationweek.com, and basically all it's talking about is this is a law. Like, you know how certain laws are passed. So if a teacher does it, I don't – they didn't mention any teachers, but what I'm saying is this is the law, and they don't have the law completely – it's not cut and dry. Do you understand? Then they, at the end of the article, it said, oh, if someone gets them a ceramic gift, then we're not going to prosecute. But I think that they want the teachers to be under the same jurisdiction as a lobbyist or anyone or anybody involved in the state, that they don't take favors to help others because they are part of the state. And I think that's the reason why Alabama's doing this. But I'm very disappointed in this Republican to do this, because this is something that teachers look forward to, and it's something that makes them happy because they're finally appreciated. Teachers are not appreciated. And sometimes I make the mistake of knocking teachers a lot as well, and I was in the – but it's a very hard job, and you know that as well, Tom. They're not appreciated, are they?
Well, not at all. Absolutely not at all. And I tell you what – you're right. They do look forward to the gifts at the end of the year.
All right, Neil, we have to start wrapping up here. I want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you each week or each month, once a month, and your education minutes every day here on the Gary Snyder Show. This is the portion of the interview where you get to tell us about something that maybe Tom forgot to ask you.
I think everything we covered this pretty much, but I'd say the bottom line is this, that everyone should start to email and contact Brian Taylor, senator in Alabama, and send hate mail. This is a good Christmas gift. You want to take the Christmas gifts away from the Alabama teachers? Let's all flood them with emails saying this is ridiculous. You go after the union teacher unions. You don't go after hardworking teachers that deserve to have these gifts. So I think this is a ridiculous thing. You cannot compare them to lobbyists, and I think that you and Tom asked fantastic questions. It was an honor to be on the program. I look forward to each month, and I'll always watch to see very interesting, intriguing topics like this one. Remember to go to my website, TotalTutor.org, to find out more information on myself, the Total Tutor, and the Total Education Network. And Gary, thanks again for the invite. Tom, and thank you for the invite as well.
Boy, a consummate professional. I didn't even have to ask him for the website. You got Facebook or Twitter out there you want stalkers for?
Neil S. Haley. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Total Tutor. Absolutely. Go ahead. And anyone that wants to email me, I answer all emails. Bring it on. And I'll be on tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern on Blog Talk Radio with four amazing guests. So you can check me out tonight as well.
Hey, Neil, thanks a lot. Have a happy holiday season, Merry Christmas, or whatever you celebrate, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, I'm politically incorrect. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to both you and Tom, and we'll be in touch, and Happy New Year, and I look forward to talking to you in the new year, okay?
Well, we have a guy on, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, each week. I tell him Merry Christmas, too.
Good. That's the great thing. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And that's how I want every time when someone says Happy Holidays, I tell them Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Neil. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Neil and Tom. Yeah. What kind of butts do you have to be to go after students giving Christmas gifts to their teacher? Now, I understand if they're bringing in big screen TVs or dropping Lexuses out in the parking lot, but come on. Do we really need to go there? Hey, teacher, here's the keys to your new Lexus. I want an A. Yeah, that'd get it. That would get it in my book anyway. All right, I want to thank Micah Clark also this hour. Coming up next hour, we have more with Tom Marquis and new guest to the show, Nick Moraldo, talking some hockey with us. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.